Today I'm going to talk about side hustles. My friend Sandy Smith, who is awesome, from Yes I Am Cheap, calls this time of year basically the lead up to Christmas and right after Christmas, the holiday season. She calls it hustle season. And I am in 150% agreement that this is that time of year where you really want to look at amping up any kind of way that is out there for you to make extra money so that you don't start off 2017 in debt, paying off your Christmas or, you know, holiday expenses well into 2017. It's also that time of year when you're, you know, you really should begin planning your trip for next year. It doesn't mean that you have a hard, fast schedule for what you're going to do, but kind of tentatively figuring out what your plan is. I've already begun looking at business-related trips, debt repayment goals, and family, like just life-related financial goals, so different things that I'm trying to do and achieve within the next year. And a lot of these things really rely on growing my income, and side hustles are a really good part of doing that. My goal of this show is to help listeners kind of create a framework so that when they start side hustling, they're not just kind of working and it becomes a job. Like, there's a clear intent and purpose and rationale behind what you're trying to do. So the first thing is, I want to ask you, what's a side hustle? So a lot of people have a hard time kind of wrapping their head around side hustling. A lot of times, I find that people think of side hustles and then they think of rappers. I actually kind of understand this because rappers talk about the hustle. And to me, when I think about, you know, side hustling or the word hustle, I feel like sometimes it gets a bad rap, like, no pun intended. Like, it's this horrible thing and painful, but really, side hustles are big. They are awesome. They're the thing that can really help you bridge the gap between where you are and where you'd like to be. So I'm going to give you a number. Obviously, this is a pre-recorded episode, but please call me at 720-295-9972 at my Google Voice to let me know what you think of when you hear the word hustle. So I'm going to tell you what I think of when I think of the word hustle. And basically, it's just a process of digging deeper into yourself and working with intensity towards a goal. But the hustle is work that earns you money. Okay, so you are hustling to earn money towards something that you want. So I'm going to kind of walk through Side Hustle 101. So the first thing is you need to establish a goal. So are you, you know, when you're thinking about adding the side hustle, is your intent to stabilize your income? Maybe you are underemployed and you're like, crap, this is not good. I need to be bringing in more money. And so I need to start looking for a side hustle to help me do that. Sometimes people who are underemployed might be in a town that doesn't have enough work. Maybe you've lost a job. Maybe you picked up a job but didn't really realize that it's not going to really meet your financial needs. Sometimes you just pick up a job because you're like, I need to get something, anything going. Another reason why people may want to side hustle is to save for a trip. I love to travel. I don't love to travel paying with credit anymore. I'm completely leery and disinterested in using credit to pay for trips because in my personal case, I find that I always have a credit hangover. Some people are really able to travel hack. I'm really not that person who should be doing that, and I recognize that as one of my financial, I don't want to say failings, but one of the issues I have financially. Another reason to side hustle, which I've done many times, is to pay off debt. Right now, I am hoping that this will be my last year working on my debt journey. So my goal is to be debt-free by this time next year, September 2017, before I meet up with my other financial blogging buddy. And so my goal in picking up more work is to make that happen. Another reason to side hustle is to increase savings. So saving money is hard, especially if it's not a normal habit for you, if it's not something that you're used to doing. And so side hustling as a way to earn more money to save is a really good practice. The next thing is you need to be really clear about your why. So you've got a goal, but why do you want to stabilize your income? Is it because you're stressed out? Is it because you're falling behind on your bills? Is it because you haven't had a vacation in a long time and you would really like to go on a vacation? Is it because you're like, you know what, I want a YOLO moment. You only live once. Or you're like, FOMO, I have fear of missing out, but I don't want to go broke doing this. So be clear about why you are working more. And the reason why is, if you're not clear, you may end up sliding into financial habits that keep you from what your intent, what your goal is. Because when you earn more money, you can spend more money. You can accidentally begin allocating that cash towards things that aren't, in line with your why. Three, this is huge, and I don't think that enough people really talk about this enough. When you are side hustling, you should really focus on maximizing your earnings in as little time as possible. So by that I mean is, I used to work at the mall. I used to do a lot of retail side hustle. There is nothing wrong with retail, okay? I loved what I was doing. I worked at a olive oil store for 3 years, partly because I love to cook. I love food. I love good olive oil. And I worked at this store, and it was a lot of fun. But the thing about working mall, like working retail, like working in a mall, working in a store, is this. Typically, you're earning minimum wage or just above that. So I was averaging probably like $9 to $10 an hour. Now, if you were, and I'm just going to round it up to $10 an hour. So $10 an hour, working 6 hour shift, that's $60. You now have to take out taxes. So I'm going to say 20%. I'm just going to keep it. So $60 minus 12 equals $48. Divide it by the 6 hours that you worked, and that would be $8 an hour. So to me at this point, I'm thinking, is that really the best use of my time? There's a lot of different ways that you can make money in a heck of a lot less time and earn more. I've gotten very, very particular about the way that I earn my side hustle money because my goal is to really maximize my earnings in as little time as possible. This is especially important if you are caring for a loved one and you don't have a lot of free time. Maybe you're helping an elderly parent. Maybe you're working with your kiddos. Maybe you just need time for you because you're single and you don't have a lot of free time and you're commuting, which was something that I was dealing with. So a couple of things to think about is, how do you find side hustles that pay a lot more than $10 an hour and enable you to earn more without just eating up your time? And I'm going to give you a couple of ideas. So the first one is become a brand ambassador. Brand ambassadors, on average, earn, I think, anywhere from $14, no, sometimes $12 and up. I have done and currently do brand ambassador work because I enjoy it. It's fun. I have friends who are managers for teams in the Denver area. And so they're wonderful because they help me to mind the gap. My feeling is that my time as brand ambassador is rapidly coming to a close, but I still enjoy doing it. And part of the reason why is I typically can earn about $20 to $25 to $30 an hour for a brand ambassador gig. What exactly is a brand ambassador? They're generally those people you see handing out coffee, handing out yogurt, having you play games at tailgating events at big sporting venues or at big football games, basketball games. Since I live in Denver, we have a ton of brand ambassador opportunities. What I would say is that you do need to be aware of a couple of things. Because there's so much brand ambassador marketing happening, we're noticing, or long-term brand ambassadors have noticed, that the overall hourly rate has gone down substantially. So many years ago, from what I've been told, people were making typically $30 an hour. More and more people are seeing that brand ambassadors are being paid $15 an hour, $12 an hour. It's still more than minimum wage, but you also have to factor in that for many of these gigs, you are taking on the tax liability. And that's really important. So if you're making $15 an hour, you have to take on that 30% tax liability. So that's $4.50 for an hour. So really, you're making $10.50 an hour. So really be careful when you do brand ambassador work or anything where you are taking on the tax liability to sit there and think, do I really want to earn $10 an hour? So I actually have a minimum rate that I will work for, and that's $20 an hour, period. I will not work for less than that because I am paying taxes. So if I am working for a minimum of $20 an hour for a side hustle, then that means that I will be earning $14 an hour, which is fine for handing out yogurt, handing out coffee. Recently, I handed out coffee at there was a major kickoff event for the Denver Broncos, and I was perfectly happy to do that. It was a lot of fun. NFL credentials. It was cool. Be careful about what you communicate to the universe about what you are worth. So that's one of the side hustles. Another way to maximize the amount of money you're making in as little time as possible is doing focus groups. I will actually have a link in the show notes talking about the ins and outs of becoming a brand ambassador, things you need to consider, and it's a pretty comprehensive blog post about that. So if you're interested in becoming a brand ambassador, please do read that blog post. It will be in the show notes. So the second thing is doing focus groups. I love focus groups. Focus groups are so fun. Focus groups are so fun, but there are a couple things to consider. You may not qualify for every focus group. A focus group participant is a person who will do a couple of the following things. That you may be on a jury duty. Is something like I said duty? Like who? I didn't. So a jury duty focus group where lawyers are trying to figure out what a potential jury would decide in a case that they are litigating. A lot of times, lawyers do not want to do trials because they find that they will end up having their client pay a lot more money if they go to trial. So they will do focus groups to see what people think about the case that they're litigating. Sometimes you will, be there for 8 hours, 4 hours, just depends on what's going on. You will always sign a non-disclosure agreement and will be subject to being obligated against if you let people know what you discussed during that group. So never discuss anything that you talk about in a group if you participate in one of those. One of the cool things about doing focus groups is that you will be paid day of. 9 times out of 10, you will be paid cash day of. But there are some things to consider. You may not always be eligible for the groups that you apply for, also, there's a certain number that you can do a year. So I've done a couple this year. I probably won't be doing any others moving forward just because I can only do so many each year. There are people who hack it. I don't like that. I want to be ethical in the way that I do this. So as much as I love doing focus groups, most likely I won't be doing focus groups after the month of September because I've done a couple this year already, and they do like to have people not do too many in a year because then it's like a profession. Focus groups could be taste testers where you taste a certain food item, alcohol item, talk about Pampers, like anything you can think of. There is a group out there that, because businesses want to make sure that they market to their ideal client correctly, and they want to avoid marketing in such a way that will turn off their ideal client. The next side hustle that you can consider doing is freelance writing. And it's become a very big industry in its own right. And basically, the reason why is because most businesses have blogs. Most businesses have a lot of written content that has to come out on a daily or weekly basis. And writing takes time. And usually, businesses are hiring people to do other tasks versus hiring people specifically writing for their blog. There are a couple of things to consider if you're going to do freelance writing. One is, it can take a while to build up your freelance writing portfolio. And initially, you're probably going to write for free to build up the portfolio. So it does take a while to build it up. I have friends making $800 a post, but those posts involve a lot more research, a lot more time. But really, if you have $400 or $500 posts, that's pretty good money. Most people that I know who freelance professionally, they're hustling, they're marketing themselves very aggressively, not aggressively in a mean way, but they're out there. They're not kind of resting with one or two clients. I like freelance writing, and it's simplicity. It's simple. You get out there, you get a client, you write, you're done. There are some things, again, to consider with freelance writing. The tax liability that you take on, you do have to pay taxes on your earnings, of course. So if you're writing a post for $50 an hour, you have to factor in the time that it takes you to do the post and the taxes. There are also some companies that will treat you like an employee versus a contractor, which makes me crazy. The other thing is, some editors are very nitpicky versus hands-off, so you have to manage that expectation. It's really good to niche down and be really clear about which niches you're going to write for, because the more experience you have in an area that you're writing for, the more you can charge. So I do freelance write because I do believe in diversifying the way you earn money. But I'm going to be honest and say that it's one of my, I love to write. I don't love the business side of it. It's not one of my favorite ways to make money. I've been very lucky in that most of my clients pay day of, and what I mean is, I'll send out an invoice and they will pay me. I can see by the invoice that I send out that they actually looked at the invoice. They will send out the payment that day. So I've been really lucky to work with clients that have payroll systems in place where they're paying bi-weekly, so every 2 weeks they pay, or I get paid via PayPal or Venmo, or I get a hard check, which is my least favorite. I always like to get money, but I'm not as excited about hard checks anymore because I always get worried that they get lost in the mail. The client, my main client who does that right now, is here in the state of Colorado, and I actually have not only a professional relationship with them, but I also have a product with them. prior to writing for them, so I trust that company. They will always pay on time. But in general, if you can find clients who will pay you real money, and I'm talking a minimum of $100 a post, then do it. It's an awesome way to make money in a short period of time. But remember, there is a tax liability that goes with that. You know, I've been mentioning taxes. I want to be very clear. You need to think about your tax implications of earning more. It's not just that you're side hustling. It does affect your income. So if you're earning more and you are working with entities that will issue you a W-2, make sure they're taking out more taxes than you would like, just to make sure that when you do your taxes for the upcoming year, you're good. You don't want to owe taxes, if at all possible. You want it to kind of break even. So just really think about the tax implications of earning more. By the way, I will also add a link about freelance writing in the show notes as well. Next, what's your time frame in terms of your earnings? So a lot of people kind of make the mistake of they side hustle, they're hustling, and then they end up like it becomes another job. And so be careful with that. Like if you want to save money to pay off debt, then maybe you tell yourself, okay, I have 6 months to pay off this debt, and I need to make this amount of money in the 6 months. That way you're not feeling like, oh, my God, I'm doing this forever. It's in a short period of time. You have a certain amount of money you need to make, and you just hustle. Okay. Having a time frame, I think, is really helpful because you don't want to make this more painful. You just want to make it clear to yourself what you're doing, why, when, and how. What's your minimum earnings threshold for each side hustle that you're doing? So I kind of alluded to this in the point before when I was talking about, you know, freelance writing, so on and so forth. But you can't just work to work. It doesn't make sense. It's not a good strategy. You need to have an absolute minimum that you're willing to earn for each thing that you're doing. So for me, I am earning a minimum of $150 per post for freelance writing. I will, by the end of this fall, probably move that up to $250 a post. And the reason why is I've been doing this for a while, and I have a pretty significant portfolio and a pretty diverse portfolio of writing. And my time is money, and I'm having to pay taxes on this and do other things for people. So my goal is to earn a minimum of $250 a post, and that's reasonable. And I'm worth it, so there you go. For brand ambassador work, again, I am at a minimum of $20 an hour. This is stuff that I do because I think it's fun. I have friends who do it. Again, I don't see myself doing VA work after February of this year. I think I'm at the point where I'm going to be wrapping that up soon. But I might still do it. Nick Loper from Side Hustle Nation still side hustles. He still does focus groups and things like that. So it just depends on how I feel about it, how much money I'm earning with my other actual business endeavors. But I don't do any brand ambassador work that's under $20 an hour. It's not worth it. The other thing is when I do brand ambassador work, I don't do short shifts anymore. So before, I would do like 3 or 4 hour shifts, and it just didn't make sense. So if I'm not working 8 hours in a shift, I'm not bothering. And the reason why is I sat and looked at my side hustle earnings, and you know, for this past year, I looked at what am I earning on average, and it wasn't as much as I thought I was earning, but the time, how it was spread out in terms of time was a pain. And so I was averaging maybe like $500 a month. But it didn't make sense to work 8 to 9 shifts a month when I could do 2 to 3 long days and be done with it. So really think about your earning threshold and the amount of time it takes to earn that money. So if you are wanting to earn $500 a month extra, look, really think about what can I do in a short amount of time as possible to get that money into my account. Caution, and this is huge, your side hustles are side hustles. They're not your job. And it's really important to be careful with this because I've met a lot of awesome people who are really talented, who have a lot going on, and they're doing their side hustles. They've been doing them kind of in perpetuity. So they started doing brand ambassador work because it's fun and easy, and then they're like, you know, I met a gentleman who's like, yeah, I've been doing it for 15 years. And I'm like, wait, okay. So if you want to become a team lead or run a business being a brand ambassador for 15 years, that makes sense to me. But, you know, when you do these short things, these side hustles, they're a side hustle. They should not be done forever because you should be growing and changing, and unless you want it to be forever. But I feel like people who are listening to this podcast, that would not be the case. You would want to be in, get it done, and move on. So just be really careful about how you think about your side hustle, the timing, how you approach it, so that you don't end up doing it forever. So I'm wrapping up this podcast. I hope that these ideas and thoughts about side hustles have been helpful. I'm going to run through them again. One, what's your goal? When you side hustle, have a goal. Two, be very clear about your why. So there's how your goal, and why do you have that goal, and how does it affect your overall life? Oops, I dropped my microphone. Three, make as much money as possible in as little time as possible. Be efficient. Four, consider the tax implications of earning more. Five, what's your time frame? How long do you want to do your hustle in order to achieve your goal? Six, what's your earnings threshold? What is the minimum amount you will take for each side hustle you do? Oh, and actually for focus groups, it depends. Like, if I don't have to really go far to do it and we're doing a taste test, hey, I'll take $45 to taste something. I actually did earn $40 yesterday to taste food. I was hungry. It was a free lunch. What up? And I enjoyed it. So just, you know, what's your minimum earning threshold for the different side hustles that you're doing? I will no longer do retail work because it doesn't earn enough per hour. I also was going to work at an event, but $15 an hour, 5 hours for the event, so it was $75 for 5 hours of work, standing on my feet, which I'm fine with. I don't mind standing. However, when I factored in taxes, which was $22.50, $75 for that five-hour shift minus $22.50, I was going to make $52.50 in 5 hours. Divided by five, that was $10.50 an hour. So really be aware of what your minimum earning threshold is per side hustle and figure out the taxes because you may find that it's not worth it. And then finally, caution. Your side hustles are side hustles. They are not long-term jobs. If you are in a professional job or you're looking to go into professional jobs, make sure that you are developing the skills and connections to help you grow that career. Do not accidentally pigeonhole yourself into your side hustle because you get stuck into it because it's easy. And I've met a lot of people in these various hustles that I've done where they're doing them because they're, and they'll say to me, well, it's really easy money. And I'm like, well, but you're getting kind of, in my mind, I'm thinking, dude, you're getting older. You can't, like, you're going to age out of some of this work. So I'm going to be blunt. Brand ambassadors, when you look at the ads for brand ambassadors, a lot of times they'll say, we're looking for young and perky, young and fit. Young is a big word in a lot of these. So if you're over 27 and you don't look at least like you're 20, like I'm over 27, and so a lot of those side hustles, I can't do it forever. And so just be aware that there, you know, for some of these things, you will actually age out of them too. So again, read that brand ambassador post. in the show notes, I'm going to share how to become a brand ambassador, a link to freelance writing, and just, you know, a post about that. Also, if you have any comments, thoughts, or ideas about side hustles that you want to share, please call me at 720-295-9972. Or if you just have a general question that you'd like to ask me for me to go over and share in my show for next week, I would love to hear from you. Bye.